Now, boys and girls, there's some times in life when maybe you're asked what you want. There's a special time in the year where you have a birthday. And whenever you're young, it seems to take a long time for each birthday to come. After one birthday, you have to wait a whole 364 days for the other birthday. And you maybe start to get a bit of a list in your head of things that you would like for your birthday. And you maybe spend a lot of time thinking about it, what it is you want to get for that special present. But if you were allowed to ask for one thing in the whole world, what would it be? If you could ask for anything, what would you ask for? Well, this is a problem that a man named Solomon had in the Bible. God came to Solomon and God said, "You can ask for anything and I will give it to you." Now, if God said to you today, "You can ask for anything," what would you like? What would it be? Would you ask to be the fastest runner in your school? Would you ask to be the strongest? Would you ask that you would have so much money that you would never have to work? Would you ask that you would grow to live as old as Methuselah? Would you ask that you would be the fastest on your bike? What would you ask? Well, Solomon thought about this. And he didn't ask God that he would live to be really old. He didn't ask God that he would have lots of money. He didn't ask God for anything like that. He said, "God, please give me wisdom, give me knowledge, make me smart so that I'm able to know right from wrong, so that I'm able to be wise." That is what Solomon asked for. He asked that God would make him wise. And boys and girls, that is one of the greatest things that we can ask for, that God would make us wise, that God would give us wisdom. And there's wisdom that God wants to give to you. I wonder, where do you think this wisdom is found? This wisdom that God wants to give to you to know the difference between right and wrong. Well, that's found in the Bible. And everything that God wants you to know about himself is found in this special book. But if you could ask God for one thing, let me tell you what that one thing should be. You should ask God for salvation. That is the most important thing that you can ever have in life. To know that your sins are forgiven. And you know what God says he'll do with your sins if you come and ask him to forgive you? He says he will take your sins away from you and put them in the deepest depths of the sea. That is how far he removes our sins from us. If you can ask God for anything, it should be this, that God would forgive your sins and that he would make you a Christian. That God would help you by filling you with his Holy Spirit. And then that one day, whenever your time on earth is done here, that God would take you to heaven. Because, boys and girls, salvation is the greatest thing that you can ever have. It's not having lots of money. It's not being the fastest runner. It's not being the strongest. Salvation, knowing the forgiveness of sins, knowing that Jesus Christ loved you and died for you, is the greatest thing that you can ever have in life. So God doesn't have to come to you in the night time or in a dream. God says to you, "Believe in me and you will be saved." So you can have salvation today. God says, "Call upon me and I will answer you. Believe in me and you will have everlasting life." So the most important thing that you can ask God for is salvation.